Welcome to the Gregory Nisnov Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. And it's also a special mix of politics, culture, and personal development stuff, too. And by the way, should this be your first time tuning in, and I hope it's not, but just in case it is, quick disclaimer, this ain't CNN, this ain't MSNBC, this ain't Hot 97, this ain't the New York Times, this ain't the Wall Street Journal. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they cover the news, and they often commentate about it too. But here at the Gregory Nisnov Show, we do that, plus we get personal about it. So we're going to get into some underdog stuff in society and culture. Also, to take you on the journey every week for the next few hours, you have your host, me, Gregory Nisnov, entrepreneur, content creator, speaker, into a bunch of stuff. But when it's all said and done, I like to just say I'm into spreading special stuff to underdogs out there and grateful to get to do it in one of the places in the world, which is here on WACR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem, where I get to host the Gregory Nisnov Show. And enough about me. Let's talk about you. You get to be a part of this show too. And you can do it one or two ways, or you can do both ways. For those of you who are into letting your fingers do the talking, nothing wrong with that. It's 2018, technology everywhere. You got your iPad or your tablet. You got your smartphone, laptops. You can go to facebook.com/Gregory Nisnov. That's G-R-E-G. O-R-Y-N-E-S-M-I-T-H, and you can follow along on the Facebook Live, and I will read your comments live on air during the show, and I'll also get featured on the podcast, which comes out during the week. And if you want to go old school, Mr. Telephone Man, there's nothing wrong with this line. If you dial 212-650-6903, I'm going to pick up every time. And just in case my attempt to sound like I was singing a song from New Edition threw you off and you were like, what's the number though? Like, you know, all that singing is cool and all, but I want to know the number. The number is 212-650-6903. Today's episode is number 70. Oh my goodness, 70. We've done this 70 times. Oh my gosh. The 70th episode, I don't have a full title for it yet, but my working title, I think, for the episode is going to be Seven Levels of Dragon Energy, kinda. That's one thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about your top five. And we'll figure out what categories we want to talk about each other's top five. And then maybe we'll end the show with a little bit of items going on in the news. And we'll talk about whether things are unjust or just right. So seven levels of dragon energy, kinda. Your top five. And maybe some time for unjust or just right. You cool with that? You know, let's see what happens. We got 2 hours. It'll all make sense by the time we're done. All right. Last week, I talked about personal finance. Why? Because April is Financial Literacy Month. And to go from unstuck to stuck to growth, to go from underdog to champs, we get to talk about a lot of stuff. Politics, culture, personal development, but we can't have a show about underdogs and not talk about money. So we talked about it. And I share with you my five things I wish I knew about money sooner so I could be better with it. And there were five rules. One of them, or the four of them, were get a new relationship with money, make sure I have a budget, make sure I negotiate things, make sure I'm being creative. And those were four of the top five. But the number one rule I said was, don't listen to me when it comes to personal finance. And why I said that is because that's not my specific lane. I know a little something about personal finance, but I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a Wall Street broker. I don't trade hedge funds. I'm not an accountant. But I said, you know, there's people that you should listen to that can help you, help I learn more about this thing called financial literacy and personal finance. And that was last week. But this week, we're going to talk about something that is in my lane. And shame on me, because I oftentimes don't share in great detail about some of the stuff I do when I'm not on the radio. And one of my mantras in life is a couple of simple words. It's called airwaves plus action. And what I mean by that is I never wanted to be someone who all I do is I'm just on the radio. And that's cool. I think, you know, I'm not into either or. So I think it's cool to have an opportunity to engage with underdogs out there in the world, for us to talk through what's going on in the world, what it means for us personally and collectively. And I think that's cool. And then I also think it's cool to be out and about doing stuff in the world. And I love that I get to do both. So one of the things I haven't talked much about over the past year or so since I've had this show is one of the things I do out in the world is I'm a certified professional coach. And I specialize in leadership coaching and performance coaching. I trained at Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, often referred to in shorthand as IPEC. And it's an accredited international coaching federation school. And it's one of the things I do. I'm out coaching groups, coaching business teams, coaching individuals, all trying to help them go from stuck to unstuck to growth, go from underdogs to champ. I say all that to say, this week, something happened in the news and the culture and in politics that actually is in my lane. You may have heard about it this week. It was something called Dragon Energy, defined by Kanye West as natural born leaders, very instinctive, great foresight, Dragon Energy. Okay, that's new for me, new phrase, Dragon Energy. Natural born leaders, very instinctive, great foresight, according to Kanye West. Donald Trump and Kanye both have Dragon Energy. But guess what? I know something about energy too. Because one of the things I've studied is this idea of energy leadership. This idea of there are things we learn about ourselves, about our personalities, like different tests that can determine whether you're an introvert or extrovert. I'm actually an introvert. And for those who may be going, how do you have a show when you're an introvert? Introvert just means that how I process things in the world. I think before I talk instead of talking out loud to think. Oftentimes being around people, I enjoy it, but it can also take a lot of energy out of me and I need some time to recharge after spending a lot of time with folks. So that's all, but that's a personality trait, something that probably stays with me my entire lifetime. And it's kind of how I flow. But then there's also things like our attitude. And there's different ways you can test people's attitudes, which is something that constantly evolves. My attitude, your attitude, is something we have based on all the collective experiences that happened to us up until this given moment. And normally most of us have a default setting, kind of an operating system where maybe our attitude is that we're always me against the world, or an attitude of I always take care of people. And the cool thing about attitudes, they're not good or bad. But some are more sustainable than others, some are more draining than others. And also, they can evolve over time. You can learn new things about yourself, about the world, and actually evolve your attitude, even though some of your personality might always stay the same. So I thought, what better than to talk about this idea of energy? And I can't specifically talk about dragon energy, but I can talk about the different levels of energy you have and I have as to how we react to what goes on in the world, react to situations. And the cool thing is there's 7 levels of energy based on some study I did at IPEC, based on some work that a gentleman named Bruce Snyder did. And it kind of looks at how each of us interacts with each other in the world. And so I thought, what better way to have a mix of politics, culture, and personal development stuff is that we mix in some actual real energy levels that we can talk about and talk about Kanye and Trump and some other stuff all at the same time. And so throughout the show, I'll be asking you, what level of energy do you have towards Kanye West, Donald Trump, and their dragon energy? And it all makes sense by the time we're done the show, I promise. So think about it as we go through the show. What's your level of energy towards Kanye and towards life? Because it wouldn't be any fun if we only talked about Kanye and we didn't get something out of this that relates to us personally in our own lives. That's what we do here. With that, also, we'll talk about your top 5. I'm curious, what's your top five hip-hop entertainers? And listen to me carefully, top five hip-hop entertainers. I didn't say top five rappers, because someone like Snoop Dogg might not even be in your consideration set, because he's widely not considered to be a top five rapper. But as someone with hip-hop as his foundation to his career, you might consider him one of the top five hip-hop entertainers of all time. He acts, he hosts shows, he's rapped, he does stuff in the community. Who are your top five hip-hop entertainers? And I wonder if Kanye was ever in your top five. And if he was, is he still in your top five? Have you kicked him out because of what's happened recently? We'll get into all of that. Always curious to see what people's top five list are. It reminds me of my days growing up when I go to the barbershop. Get into just debates about who's the top five best ball players of all time. Who's the top five best movies of all time. Who's the top five TV dads and sitcoms of all time. I'm not even going to. You're not even going to go there today. I don't think. Let's not talk about top five TV sitcom dads of all time. All right, we're going to get into a little Yeezy, Trump, and the seven levels of energy. Dragon energy. What kind of? We'll talk about it. All right. Kanye's in the news. And I felt like I wanted to talk about it, but in a way that's how we talk about things here and making sure it's a special delivery of underdog stuff. So for folks who may recall old Kanye, he's someone who has had a history of interacting with presidents, either speaking to them, being spoken about. Kanye's been in the news before when it's come to presidents. Does anybody remember Hurricane Katrina and what happened in New Orleans while George Bush was in office? Kanye, you know, jumped into the whole situation and gave his thoughts about how he thought George Bush was handling things. This was Kanye talking about George Bush as president and Katrina.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Well, that was direct to the point.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's Kanye getting into it with presidents. That was George, but he wasn't done. Fast forward a few years later, and I think everyone can remember when Kanye was at the Grammys, and I believe Taylor Swift was about to get her award and give her acceptance speech, and Kanye seemed to believe that Beyonce should have won, or at least someone else besides Taylor Swift should have won. He rushes up on stage and says some things. And believe it or not, and I forgot all about this clip, but believe it or not, President Obama actually weighed in on this pop culture event after it happened. And this is a little bit of when Obama actually gave his thoughts on Kanye at the Grammys and the whole Taylor Swift situation.
The young lady seems like a perfectly nice person. She's getting her award. What's he doing?
Why would he do that?
He's a jackass. No. All this stuff.
That's what Pink said.
I'm assuming all this stuff. Where's the pool? Come on, guys. Cut the president some slack.
And that was Barack Obama giving his pop culture thoughts on Kanye West and Taylor Swift. I had never heard that clip before. And I just... Obama, where's Obama when you need him? Maybe a third term might have been quite all right, even though that's not the rules of our country. Two terms and then you got to move on. And then Kanye's not done. So we talked about Kanye and George Bush.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
We talked about Kanye getting talked about by President Obama. And then fast forward to not too long ago, Kanye again weighing in on the president, saying this about Obama in a tweet. Obama was in office for 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed. Ooh, those are some tough words from the political commentator himself, Kanye West, tweeting this year that Obama was in office 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed. That, you know, that caught my attention. And if that was it, we probably wouldn't have much to talk about today, although that is something to talk about, right? Kanye calling out George Bush. Kanye and Obama having a little back and forth, Obama talking about him and Taylor Swift, and then Kanye talking about nothing changed in Chicago, which I believe is Kanye's hometown. And of course, Obama spent a lot of time in Chicago before he would go on to become president. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about this.
President Donald Trump, that still sounds odd, has now acknowledged Kanye West's support on Twitter, in which he posted a pic of himself wearing a Make America Great Again hat, called the Donald his brother, and claimed they both have dragon energy. He also tweeted about wanting to be friends with the head of TMZ, Harvey Levin.
Yep, Kanye, back at it with some presidents. First Bush, then Obama, now Donald Trump. Kanye has been saying that he supports Trump and is glad that he is our president. He's also shown support for some right-wing groups. He has basically been extremely pro-Trump and pro-conservative. And he's showing pictures of himself, even in a Make America hat, Make America Great Again hat, a picture with some dudes who are big Trump supporters. And I ask you, what's your level of energy with Kanye in this whole situation? Now, for me to ask that question, I got to tell you what the seven levels of energy are. And they're based on some of the work at IPEC, a place where I trained and learned about coaching and specialized in performance and leadership coaching, created by a gentleman called Bruce Snyder. And there's seven levels of energy. And there are attitudes on how we think, feel, and act in our everyday life, every moment, every minute, every day. And we have, each of us, kind of a default setting and operating system, a kind of level that we operate on most of the time. And then there's normally a level we operate on when we're stressed and when times get tough. And so level one would be this idea of you just kind of checked out. You're feeling lethargic, apathetic about things. So level one energy towards this whole Kanye situation would be one of, you're just like, yo, I don't even care. I'm not even going to pay any attention to Kanye anymore. I'm boycotting his stuff. I'm boycotting his story. You're like, Gregory, I'm actually going to turn the radio off and I'll come back when you're talking about something different. That's level one. Level one is like, you have checked out. Done. Finito. Again, not good or bad. Level one energy is oftentimes somewhat draining. It's not very sustainable. And, you know, other examples of level one energy are like, to use a political example, I think about 100 million people who were eligible to vote in the 2016 presidential election didn't vote. Didn't. That's level one energy, because a lot of them felt apathetic. It felt like their vote didn't count. They felt like victims of the system. And they're just like, you know what? I'm just going to put up the white flag and I'm not even going to pay attention anymore to this whole vote. So are you level one with Kanye? You don't even care about this story anymore. You've checked out. You're boycotting Kanye. He doesn't agree with your thoughts and your values. You're done. Or are you level two? And level two is energy is you're ready for a fight. You're angry. You're defiant. You want Kanye to lose and you want to win. You're like, F Kanye. You're going on to Twitter and you're tweeting at him angry messages. You're saying things to him. You're cursing at him. You want to make sure his record sales plummet. You're in attack mode. And again, it happens, right? There's times when I'm in relationships where there's back and forth, there's anger. I want to win. I want them to lose. Shoot, our political system these days feels like that, right? We don't want to do collectively what might be best, so find compromise. We're like, I want to win, and that other party's got to lose. I want to win. I want Kanye to lose. Is that how you're feeling? That would be level two. And there's been some reactions out there so far on kind of both spectrums. There's been some conservatives who are kind of lukewarm, happy, maybe kind of that Kanye is a brother out here talking about Republicans and Donald Trump and saying things like this. You know, they're a little standoffish, but kind of cool, not cool. I think this is Ben Shapiro, a conservative talk host, and these are his thoughts on Kanye.
You know, you can be happy that Kanye West said something that seems to be conservative, but let's not pretend that Kanye West is some sort of genius, okay? Kanye West is not like a super intelligent human being, and he is certainly not politically intelligent. And so the right resonating to anything anyone in pop culture says, because look, that guy's famous.
Well, now, I mean, I may not agree with Kanye, but why are we talking about whether he's intelligent or not? That was Ben Shapiro, a conservative talk show host, being kind of lukewarm about the Kanye thing. But a lot of conservatives have been embracing it, right? They're like happy that there's a brother out here championing the right. And then you've had some other folks weigh in. Here's Whoopi and some of the folks at The View giving their point of view, pun intended.
It's Kanye West. Now, he's been having a love fest online, posting a photo in a Make America Great Again cap and tweeting that the mob can, not that mob, but I guess the collective mob, can't make me not love him. We're both dragon energy. He's my brother. And so the question is, what do you make of this? Especially after, you know, what was it, 5 years ago, whenever Bush was in, when he said, you know, Bush doesn't like black people because of the way that Bush All was right. taking care of Hurricane Katrina. So I wonder where the balance is, where the differences are.
Well, there are some memes now that say Kanye West doesn't care about black people with the picture of Bush.
is Mr. Bush saying that? Is it a meme of Bush?
There's a meme of a picture of Bush, and it says Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
There's that dragon energy phrase again. Like I said, I don't know anything about dragon energy. Although I do know that Kanye West defines it as natural born leaders, very instinctive and great foresight. But I do know something about energy leadership. I do know something about the seven levels of energy, our attitudes towards each other, towards ourselves, towards life, how we flow when things are good, how we flow when things are stressful. Like I said, last week we talked personal finance. That may not be my specific lane, but you know, I know a little something about that, but I know a lot of something when it comes to this whole idea of leadership and performance coaching and about the different ways we interact with the world. Personalities may be long lasting, but our attitudes can evolve and change. What attitude do you have towards this whole Kanye situation? What level of energy do you have? Not dragon energy, but leadership energy, your level of awareness. I talked about level one being you checked out, you're apathetic, you don't care, you're going into your cave, you're like, forget Kanye. You're boycotting stuff. You're like the 100 million so eligible voters who were like, they checked out of the political system. They said, I'm not voting. I'm done. Level one. System doesn't work for me, so I'm checking out. It happens. I've been there. You've been there. Sometimes we end up being level one just because something bad's happened. A loved one passes away. You spend some time in level one actually just being alone and apathetic, lethargic, checking out because you just need some time to recharge. Are you level one with Kanye? You're like, I'm out. I'm done with him. Or are you level two? You're looking for a fight, some conflict. A lot of us, when we are angry or stressed or under pressure, go level two. We go into conflict. We go into defiance. We go into like, I will win and they will lose. So when you heard about this Kanye stuff, did you go level two where you're like, I'm going to go light him up on Twitter, say some nasty things to him. I'm going to make sure I can sabotage any of his record sales. I want to fight. Or are you level three, where you've actually gotten to a place of acceptance, forgiveness, and coping? You're like, I don't like what Kanye's doing or saying. But you're like, I can forgive him. It's not what I would do if you believe that all of this is just publicity for record sales for his new album that's coming out. You may say that's not how I would do it, but I understand. And I'm willing to let him live his life and I'm gonna keep living mine. And I've been there. I've been level three. Level three is like, you're kind of taking responsibility for stuff. You're forgiving yourself. You're forgiving others. You're coping. And coping is better than checking out. Coping is better than starting fights, but it's not ideal. It's not really sustainable. It's not long-term satisfying, but it's a step in the right direction. So are you just forgiving Kanye and coping with it? And just going, well, hey, he's got his voice and there's other people who have different voices, different opinions. And we only threw three levels. We still got 4, 5, 6, and 7 to go. He's talking dragon energy. I'm talking your energy. Something I learned when I was becoming a certified professional coach. Something I learned when I became energy leadership certified. This is my lane. So we're going to talk about it because it's cool to talk about Kanye and other folks cover and commentate about the news, but we get personal about it. And think about how you interact with Kanye. We can use this to see how you interact with life overall. Where are you the past couple weeks? Have you been level one, checked out on things, checked out on people, checked out on yourself? Have you been level two? You've been in conflict mode. Him or her, me or them, us or them. I'm winning, you losing. Or have you been level three, which is like, hey, you had that job that was real bad. And then you got a job that's okay, that pays somewhat better. It's not the greatest, but you're in a better work environment. It'll do for now. That's positive. It's not where you want to be long term, but it's still better than where you were. Where are you with Kanye? You level three, you're like, oh, hey, Kanye, it's all, you know, I forgive you. It's all good, man. I'm gonna cope with it. You know, you on the right, I'll stay on the left, coping. Or are you gonna be like John Legend, who I think was doing a little bit of what I'll call level four.
John Legend, who Kanye actually discovered, hinted that Yeezus is blind to the truth, considering, John says, Trump's embrace of white supremacy.
John Legend reportedly sent some text messages to Kanye saying, yo, Yeezy, be mindful of the words and messages that you send out have an impact on people. And from a place of compassion, from a place of looking out for others, making sure Yeezy was okay, making sure he understood what was going on. Is that where you're at? That's kind of what level four is, taking care of other folks. Your attitude is one of compassion, one of service, one of concern. You might be like, is Kanye still dealing with things from his past? Is Kanye having some troubles at home? What is Kanye okay? Is that where you're come from is with this stuff? Some people are like that. They're like, hey, I just want to make sure he's okay. Level four is, are you concerned about others? Now, insider tip though, for those of you who your attitude about life, Kanye, or life in general is one to always be taking care of others, things can go south real quick and you'd be down at level one, which is checked out and apathetic and upset and in a cave because you feel like you're not appreciated at a certain point. So just be mindful if you're a level four type person, always like, is Kanye okay? Is my family okay? Are my friends okay? And always worried about everybody else. That can go south real quick. With that, so far we're through the four of the seven levels of energy that I learned through some of the leadership and performance coaching that I do. Something that was developed by Prue Snyder, something developed by the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. We're talking about the seven levels of energy. Kanye was talking about dragon energy, but I was like, cool, we'll talk about energy. I'll just talk about another type of energy so that we can have a mix of politics, culture, and personal development stuff. Also, shout out to the folks following along on Facebook Live. I see a couple comments. Asha Davis, who was part of the kickoff, part of the team that launched the Gregory Neesmith Show. And she is checking in and she said, hey, Gregory. And I say, hey, what's up to you, Asha Davis, who's been making it happen. If you ever hear about her doing something live in New York City, if you're in this area, go check her out. She's funny. She's witty. She's intelligent. And an underdog who is definitely a champ. And appreciate Asha Davis checking in. Also, shout out to Daryl, my brother from another mother. We grew up together in the city of brotherly love. And he checks in and he says, "What's up, peeps?" Always appreciate his energy and his contributions to the show. Underdogs out there, what's up? How you feeling about Kanye? He went from this.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
To saying that Donald Trump is, you know, somebody who is quite all right. Go to the phone lines, and then we'll finish up. We got to talk about the rest of the seven levels of energy, so you can tell me, what level of energy are you at with Kanye? And also, who's your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? Is Kanye in your top five? Was he in your top five, and is that your top five? At some point, I'll share my top five. Is Will Smith in your top five? Notice, I didn't say all-time hip-hop rappers. I said hip-hop entertainers. So that means their body of work of things they've done in entertainment, but hip-hop was their foundation. Is someone like Ice-T in your top five all time? Went from rapper to actor. Ice Cube now runs the Big Three Basketball League. He's been a producer. He's been a director. He starred in films. He was part of the group NWA. Very successful solo artist as a rapper. Is Ice Cube in your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? Is Kanye? He's been a producer. Kanye has a fashion line. Kanye is a rapper. Kanye is now a political commentator. Where's Kanye at in your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? Let's go to the phone lines. Name it, where you calling from.
Hey, Greg. Where's Kanye
at? Hey, Barry, talk to me. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm here, man.
Hey, that's something to be grateful about.
Hey, look, you know what? I'm not trying to be too apathetic to Kanye or any other of the celebrities that's, you know, in controversial positions, Bill Cosby, and so forth. But I'm looking at it from another angle. Some people make decisions towards their future interests in the middle of certain bleakness, certain controversy, certain real confused, you know, moments in their own life and in careers. And so I see Kanye no different than I see Serena Williams. Now, that sounds pretty ironic. Now, the polarization over there, and Bill Cosby also. Because what I'm looking at is when certain people get in position, it's more than just having income, it's more than just having a job. Is actually reaching a level of having some real acclimated wealth, my brother. You know, and once a person gets to that level, it's like their political leverages and influences really speaks louder than just their own personal concerns.
Yep.
But I'm looking at the acclimated wealth, potential power that we have for some political traction. And as far as Kanye is concerned, this is where he might be trying to steal second and third, you know, steal base, trying to,
yes,
you know, he's trying to steal base because he's looking at his future, where it seems like this is the black agenda. It seems to really be in sunk right now.
And, you know, I always appreciate you sharing your thoughts, and I will, as always, give you some of my thoughts of what you said. You know, the phone line's open. Underdogs, you get to express where you're coming from. And then as always, I'll tell you where I'm coming from. Also, shout out to some other folks on the Facebook Live. I believe Sean Paul also commented, and he made a comment about conservatives and whether they're intelligent or not, because this man, Ben Shapiro, made a comment about Kanye. And while talking about Kanye, and this guy, Ben Shapiro, is a conservative talk host, takes a shot at Kanye for not being that intelligent. I'm like, what? What?
You know, you can be happy that Kanye West said something that seems to be conservative, but let's not pretend that Kanye West is some sort of genius, okay? Kanye West is not like a super intelligent human being, and he is certainly not politically intelligent. And so the right resonating to anything anyone in pop culture says, because look, that guy's famous.
So you... I somehow will make this all make sense, but I'm about to probably go out on a tangent, and then I'm going to get back to what Barry said, who just called in. That was Ben Shapiro giving his thoughts about Kanye. And you can disagree with Kanye. You can agree with Kanye. I happen to disagree with his point of view on politics right now. But one thing I'm not calling him at this moment is not intelligent. And the reason why I wouldn't go there is because sometimes I think in this system in America, we get intelligence all messed up. And sometimes it's only intelligence if it's can be graded on the SAT. It's intelligence that can be put together in a classroom. But guess what? There's many intelligences. There's folks who have spatial intelligence, folks who can create things, architects, artists, painters. There's folks who have certain geniuses, physical geniuses, dancers, certain athletes. There's all types of genius out there and intelligence. And so the one thing that we're not going to do, at least I'm not, is go where Ben was and start to attack Kanye's intellect. But I digress. Barry mentioned something about Kanye also being wealthy now and having some money in his pocket, rolling in some different circles. And there's definitely something to that when it comes to Black folks and voting and who they side with. It's been reported based on exit polls in 2016 in the presidential election that 8% of Black folks voted for Donald Trump. And that number was driven mostly by men because less than 4% of Black women voted for Donald Trump, but about 13% of Black men voted for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. And then if you go next level, a little deeper into the data, approximately 15% of Black folks voted for Donald Trump in the election if they made over $100,000 a year. And so that may say that as folks get some more money in their pocket, they start to, I don't know, maybe turn a blind eye to the Republican Party, which has oftentimes been at odds at upholding voting rights, which has often been at odds at making sure everyone has access to health care and health insurance, that has been at odds with Black and brown folks making progress in this country, that, you know, maybe folks who were part of that 50% turned a blind eye to the fact that the current president had a travel ban, which feels like a Muslim ban and feels like a religious test for folks who can get into this country. And maybe they turn a blind eye to all that so they can get some tax cuts. Maybe. As someone said the other day, we can agree to disagree and you can have your own opinions, except if those opinions and views oppress members of our society or make it a challenge for folks to go from underdogs to being contenders and being champs. But this story would be incomplete if I stopped there. And later in the show, we're going to talk about the fact that some people came to Kanye's defense in a weird kind of way and not a defense, but it turned out to be a defense. And if you don't want to vote Republican, I get it. But if you don't want to vote Democrat, I get that too. And so you have folks out there saying, maybe big picture, what Kanye represents is this idea of that, yeah, we should be able to vote for and think however we want, right? We shouldn't be beholden if you're a Black person, or in this case, if you're a person of color. The Democratic Party seems to have more minorities, more Black folks, more women in its party than the Republican Party. And some folks are saying you shouldn't even have to vote Democrat if you don't want to. And that's what Chance the Rapper, I think, was trying to say.
Kanye West has been using Twitter to express his, let's be honest, unwavering support for one Donald Trump. You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him, West tweeted on Wednesday, April 25th. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. While a number of hip-hop stars quickly hit back at his remarks, Chance the Rapper, along with Ye's wife, Kim Kardashian West, was one of those who appeared to defend Yeezy's comments. Black people don't have to be Democrats, he tweeted earlier this week. After catching wind of both West and Chance's comments, POTUS hit Twitter early Friday, April 27th, to thank the two Chicago artists. Kanye West has performed a great service to the Black community. Big things are happening. Eyes are being opened for the first time in decades. Legacy stuff, Trump tweeted. Thank you also to Chance and Dr. Daryl Scott. They really get it. Lowest Black and Hispanic unemployment in history. Sheesh. Well, folks, Chance wasn't best pleased with POTUS's praise. Nah, that ain't it, yo, he tweeted in response to Trump's comments. Chance quickly followed that up with some damage control, apologizing for defending Kanye's pro-Trump tweet. I'd never support anyone who has made a career out of hatred, racism, and discrimination, he wrote in a statement shared on Twitter. I'd never support someone who talked about Chicago as if it's hell on earth and then takes steps to make life harder here for the most disenfranchised among us. I understand why people are disappointed with my words, but I was raised to believe actions speak louder than words. So let my apology be seen in my future works, and let me make up for my poorly timed comments with immediate action and advocacy for those who need it most.
Woo, no good deed goes unpunished. Chance the Rapper, a fellow Chicago rapper, also where Kanye represents. I mean, Chance was just saying black people don't have to be Democrats. What's so bad with that? Sometimes timing and context can take one comment and spin it a whole bunch of different ways. With that, I'm going to get to some of the Facebook Live comments. I see Danny and Daryl are tuned in and chiming in. I'll read your comments after the top of the hour and the station ID. Also, we're going to get into Republicans and Democrats. Who's in the base? Who's not? Should people have to vote Democrat or have to vote Republican? Are there even any other options? And what level of energy are you? They talking about dragon energy. I'm talking about yo energy. Are you level one? You've checked out, apathetic. You're like, I don't care about this Kanye thing anymore. You're level two, angry, conflict, defiance. You want to win. You want Kanye to lose. Are you level three? You're coping. You're taking responsibility. You're forgiving. You're like, hey, you know, he gets to do what he gets to do. It's not great, but it's okay. I'm gonna keep it moving. Are you level four? You're concerned about him. You're like John Legend. You're reaching out to him. You're texting him. You're going, hey, brother, you okay? You need some help. Talk to some people. You need a coach, therapist, something. What do you need? Compassion, concern. Are you level five? And I'll explain what level five is after this break.
Mic check.
Keep it locked on WHCR 90.3 FM.
Okay.
New York.
Are you level five energy? Based on my certified professional coaching training and work that I did with the IPEC Institute, something developed by Bruce Snyder, an attitudinal test that kind of looks at how we flow with ourselves, with others, with the world, how we do when we're just, you know, all's good, and also how we do when things are stressful. Level five would be your relationship to this Kanye situation or how your relationship to life could be. Level five is like, hey, how can Kanye and I both win? If you were level five, you'd probably be like, yo, if you could. I mean, you know, I don't know if you can do this or I can do this, but level five would be figuratively, you would reach out to Kanye and go, Kanye, yo, we can both win. There's other ways for you to promote your new album without you sounding all crazy. There is. We can figure out there have to be other promotions, other ways to get you some attention and publicity without you posing in pictures with mega hats on. There have to be. That'd be level five. We figure out how we can both win. Because right now, I don't feel like we're both winning. Today's show, the seven levels of dragon energy with Kanye. Kind of. Because we're not really going to talk dragon energy. Although, if you were wondering what dragon energy is, it's defined by Kanye West as natural born leaders. Very instinctive and great foresight. But I do know something about your energy and my energy. Because one of the things I don't talk about it much, but I'm a certified professional coach and I specialize in performance coaching and leadership coaching. And one of the things I often do and work through with my clients and work through with myself is what's my attitude towards myself, my attitude towards life, towards you. What's my attitude when things are good? What's my attitude when things are stressful? And we all go through these different levels. There's seven of them. We go up and down like the stock market goes up and down throughout the day. You could be one way, one moment, want something else the next. But overall, for the most part, like your phone, like your computer, like a lot of things, you have a certain operating system, a certain default level that you operate on most of the time. And then you have a certain level you operate on most of the time when you're stressed. Shout out to Asha Davis, who goes, she'll tell us her answer about what level of energy she has with this whole Kanye thing in life after she hears all seven. I think that's valid because I've only shared five. I should share the next two. So share all seven. And each of you can say what level of energy you are with Kanye and with life. and who's your top five? Did Kanye move out of your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? And be very, words matter here. I didn't say hip-hop rappers of all time. I said hip-hop entertainers of all time. Their body of work, not just rapping, producing, acting, all the stuff they do in entertainment. So someone like Snoop Dogg is not in anybody's, I don't think, top five as a rapper, but he might be in your top five as a hip-hop entertainer of all time. Will Smith, Kanye, who's a writer, producer, rapper, fashion guy. Is it Jay-Z? You know, who's in Ice-T, Ice Cube? Who's in your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? I'll share mine at the end of the show. All right. We still got to work through these seven levels of energy. So we've done five. Number six would be, level six is this idea of wisdom. This idea of everyone always wins. This idea of I am you, you are me. So what would that be like for this Kanye situation? What would that look like? That would look like you saying there's times where you have thoughts or beliefs that maybe be at odds with folks or with the culture or, I'm reaching on this one, but level six would be this idea of you have the wisdom to know that things like this happen and that you can see some Kanye in you, even as hard as that may be right now for some of you. And level seven is a place where we rarely stay for any long period of time. It's like the utopic state. It's like when you're in the zone, when you're in the flow, you can like go in and out of it, but you rarely stay there forever. It's not a sustainable level of energy, but we all touch it from time to time. And level seven with Kanye stuff would just be like, you find the joy in all of it. You find that, oh, the Kanye situation has allowed people to talk about the fact that maybe affluent Black folks lean more Republican for economic reasons and no longer care as much about some of the social issues because they've been able to potentially, in their eyes, rise above them because of their socioeconomic status. Level seven says that you see things in like there is no winning or losing. Kanye isn't good or bad. He's just a human being trying to figure out his path just like you are. Like I said, most of us are rarely at level seven, but when you're in that mode, embrace it, enjoy it, because it comes and goes. But a lot of magic can happen when we're at level seven. So those are the seven levels. Level one, apathetic. You checked out. You're like, I don't care about Kanye. I've tuned it out. I'm boycotting. I'm done. I've checked out of entertainers having political opinions. I'm done. I got other stuff to do. I'm gonna figure out what I'm having for Sunday dinner. Level two, you're in for a fight. You're always looking for conflict. You're always being defined. It's always, I'm going to win. They're going to lose. You want to win. You want Kanye to lose. That's the type of attitude level two you in. Level three is like, you're coping. You're forgiving. You're like, hey, it could be worse. I'm going to just deal with it and embrace that he has a different opinion of mine and be okay with it for now. And just say, hey, you know, he's going to try to sell some albums. Maybe not be the way I would do it, but hey, that's, you know, all that's all for him. And a lot of us are in level three in our everyday lives. We coping, we getting by, we take responsibility. We're not totally satisfied, but we're like, it's good enough. And good enough is good when you're coming from a place of being checked out and you gave up. Good enough is good if you came from a place where you always fight with folks and at odds. So good enough is a good place to be along the journey. It's just not a good place to stay. So are you level three with Kanye? Are you level four? When you like John Legend, you texting him, you reaching out, you care, concern, compassionate. You're like, Kanye, I just want to know if you're okay. Let's talk. What's going on? How you living? How's your marriage? How are things with you and your mom? What are your political views? How'd you get here? You're concerned. That's the first place you went. Are you level four with this Kanye situation? Are you level five? You're like, Kanye, let's get on the phone. Let's brainstorm. There's got to be other ways that you can figure out how to sell some albums for this new album that's coming out. I understand the whole PR game. You do stuff, you know, infamous, famous, it's all fame. I get it. There's like, but Kanye, there's got to be a better way to sell some records. We can figure it out without you having to go all crazy, having to go from this.
George Bush doesn't care about Black people.
To Donald Trump and you have Dragon Energy. Like, maybe there's other ways. Let's talk it out. That's level five. Level six is it's hard for me to find a good example for level six. Level six, just know that that's people who are living from a space of wisdom, from a place of how do we all win? I am you, you and me. And level seven is just like nirvana, utopic. We're rarely there, but when we are there for moments in time, for minutes in time, we just see all of this as just Kanye and you and me just going on this journey of life, trying to figure it all out. And he's not winning. You're not losing. He's not losing. You're not winning. It's just I am. He is. You are. We are. So what level of energy are you with this Kanye situation? And guess what? You can use these levels with how you interact with yourself, with friends, with the world. And this might become a new segment. It's the first time I'm testing this out. I mean, this is a special mix of politics, culture, and personal development stuff. So this is some personal development stuff mixed in with some politics and some culture. And so we may do this in future episodes where we'll take a topic and we'll run through what are our seven levels of energy related to it. Because these levels are also applicable to other things going on in life. And the cool thing is, they're your attitude. They're your reactions to things. And our reactions and our attitudes can change. You could be angry and mad at the world, and that can be your attitude. And then something changes where you see yourself as differently. You get a new situation, get a new job, you get a new this. And then all of a sudden, you got a new attitude. Because our attitudes can evolve. And that's what's good about that. They can change over time. Let's see if we have someone on the phone line. Name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hey, is this Asha Davis?
It sure is.
A writer, comedian, big time ad exec, and proud Torontonian?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, always. Hey, first of all, thank you for calling. Second of all, I'm glad that I can actually hear you this time.
Yeah, me too.
So we're talking about the seven levels of dragon energy, kind of, and Kanye. What are your thoughts on this whole Kanye thing? What level are you at with Kanye?
I'm at a level of, I feel like it's maybe around level three, level four, based on what you were talking about. But the level of understanding and caring and actually, you know, looking at it beyond the surface words. And understanding that, you know, if somebody says, like, you know, somebody else that also said that bad people were their brother and that they love everyone, Jesus, you know? So if you think about really what is the words that he's saying, like, he's not necessarily, you know, I think if you look, you don't necessarily have to agree with somebody in order to show them love. You don't necessarily also have to condone what they're doing in order to show them love. And if the world was filled with more love and more peace and less fighting and who's right and who's wrong, you know, maybe it would be a better place.
No, I get that. So you want to show them a little love and some compassion and concern.
But also look at the words that he's saying, you know, think beyond the perspective. You know, like the words that he's saying, like, oh, this guy thinks this bad guy is his brother. This guy's saying that this bad guy deserves love. You know, Jesus said that too.
And we all know that Kanye had some, use a Jesus example, Yeezy, Jesus, Jesus that, walks.
Exactly. I'm just saying, look at things outside the box. That's all I'm saying. Don't just be so quick because everybody else is going left to go left because that's what everybody's saying to think. You know what I mean?
No, hey,
that's all I'm saying, you know, because when Jesus was coming out saying love the Roman, even as he's being nailed to a cross, you know, most people are like, you're crazy. Those people are crazy.
So that's actually a little bit of level six and seven, actually one of like, hey, there's some wisdom in that. There's this idea of like, I am you, you are me. Let's not be so dismissive of folks.
Yes.
And it's a place that, you know, studies have shown, because I've done this test with people personally, but it also has been an attitudinal test done with like almost 50,000 people around the world. And a lot of us operate in our normal day-to-day level three, which is like we just kind of cope. And we take responsibility for stuff, but we're not totally satisfied, but we kind of cope with things. And so if there was more level four, five, six, the stuff you're talking about, I mean, politics would be different in the U.S. if people came from a place of like, where are you really coming from?
Yeah.
What's hurting you? That's caused you to see the world this way. Why is it me against you? What are our other options?
Exactly.
Ooh, and then I also wish that people wouldn't just check out, because as you know, there's a lot of people who are level
because
one.
Because at the end of the day, if you consider everybody a human, there's basic human needs that no matter what your opinion on life is, are going to exist. Every human needs love, you know? Every human needs, you know, home, shelter, other people to talk to, you know? And so there's definitely ways. And I think, you know, when you study things like Buddhism and how do you get to level seven? Because you even said most people don't operate at level seven very much, because that's sort of like the Zen, you know? That's yep. Like, I'm completely Dallas, right? And shouldn't you be aspiring to live like that? You know, shouldn't you actually accept the fact that I don't get to live like that. It's actually possible, and the most peaceful people in this world live in level seven all the time.
Yeah, and it is a place, just to pick up on what you said, it's a kind of a place where it's unconditional love. It's a place yeah. where, like, there actually isn't, winning and losing actually doesn't even exist when you're, like, in that mindset.
Exactly.
No one won or lost life. Exactly. Unless they literally have lost their life. Otherwise, they're just, like, a series of experiences.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna, you know, just to say one thing. I heard you say when you were talking about the top five, and you actually disrespected Snoop Dogg, and I'm really upset about it when you said, I don't think anybody gonna put Snoop Dogg in their top five. You know what? That's rude and disrespectful, because he's not just an entertainer. He actually does have bars, if you actually take the time to listen to the words that he says in some of his songs. So please don't disrespect people like that. That's rude.
Hold on. But let's play this out in real life. Is Snoop Dogg in your top five rappers?
Some people's top five. And he definitely does have bars and lyrics. And he would be in my top 10.
Oh, okay. Top 10 rappers of all time. Okay.
You would be in my top 10. If you listen to the words that are like on, you know, 187, Gin and Juice, even some of the stuff on Blue Carpet Treatment, like more recent stuff, like it's dope.
All right. To you and all the Snoop Dogg fans out there, my bad for coming at Snoop as a lyricist. Excuse me for my moment of losing my cool and my perspective on life. I should have been level seven and said Snoop is living and talking and one of us. I am, he is, we are. Shout out to Snoop for making this world what it is. Yeah. All right, now before you go, are you going to tell me your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time?
Yeah, sure. Jay-Z, Outkast, Cameron, and the whole Dipset, I'll just lump them into one.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
I know you have a problem with Ghostface, and you know, that last one is a toss up. You know, that last
Snoop.
Spot is a toss up between, you know, I would say, and again, this is not lyricist, but in terms of like people that I could say their performance is like super dope, I would say Kanye.
And there you have it, everybody. That's Asha Davis's top five hip-hop entertainers of all time. Jay, Outkast, Cameron, and the whole Dipset, Ghostface, and Yeezy, who has been in the news and in today's show. And on that, we'll end it there.
See ya.
All right, now. Appreciate you, Asha. Bye now. And that was Asha Davis, part of the original launch team and crew of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Always appreciate having her call in. She is definitely an underdog who is a champ, and we appreciate her. So thank you for calling in. Although we definitely disagree on top five hip-hop entertainers of all time, I'm not sure if any of those five are going to make my top five. Maybe Jay. Otherwise, we'll just have to agree to disagree. I'll be level seven with her, which is like, there are no winners and losers. There's unconditional love. And so I still got love for Asha, even though our top fives are completely different. So let's continue on. Today's episode has been about the seven levels of dragon energy, kind of. Well, not dragon energy, but we've been talking about our own energy. And we've been dipping into one of my lanes, which is coaching. I'm a certified professional coach, specializing in performance coaching, leadership coaching. I don't talk about it much, but it's one of the things I do. And when I heard folks talking about energy and dragon energy and Kanye and Trump and all this stuff, I'm like, well, we're going to get into a little special mix of all that. And shout out to Asha for calling in and sharing what level of energy she's at related to this whole Kanye situation. And also, still to come, we got to talk about if Chance the Rapper is right that black folks don't have to vote Democrat, but yet that kind of got people in an uproar, because then does that mean he's saying they should vote Kanye and Trump? What are our options? Oftentimes, what's available and what we want are two different things. And knowing when we're in a situation that has us picking from what's available as opposed to picking what we want, it's a big deal that we know what situation we're in and what place we're coming from when we're making some of our choices. And in my opinion, I've lived most of my life, when it comes to political parties, choosing from what's available as opposed to choosing what I want. And I have a feeling that I may not be alone in that. What level are you? Not just with Kanye, but in life. We all have a default setting. Most of the time, I'm level 5. Most of the time, I'm looking for how can you and I both win. And when I'm stressed, I go to level 1. When I'm stressed, I'm like, oh, we don't agree, or oh, this is bad, or oh, I'm like worked up. Then I just like, you know what? I'm gonna go into my little cave. I'm gonna go check out. I'm apathetic. I get real quiet. I just go be in my own corner. And it's natural that that happens, but it's also not good for me to stay there that long. What level of energy do you think you are? Not just with Kanye, but in life. Studies have shown the higher your level of energy, the more satisfied you are with life. Like I said, I'm not an expert on dragon energy, but we can talk about your own energy and my energy. You know, it's a special mix of politics, culture, and personal stuff here on the Gregory Neesmith Show. All right. Let's see if I can get the caller on. And then we're going to talk about, is it Democrat Party or bust? A lot of people, especially black folks, are starting to feel like they don't belong in the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party tends to take black folks for granted and just assume that they will vote for them. This is causing a lot of black folks to just not vote. They feeling level 1, right? Feeling checked out, feeling taken granted, taken advantage of. So they're just like, yo, I'm just going to check out. I'm just not going to vote at all. Chance the Rapper said, black people don't have to be Democrats. Hey, maybe white folks don't have to be Republicans. Maybe any of us don't have to be anything. But guess what? Don't we gotta be something? I guess I gotta choose from what's available if I can't choose what I want. Maybe. We'll see. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. Let's go to the phone line. Name and where you're calling from.
Have a time, my dear brother. My name is Lamont. I do Lamont's Jazz Break at 8 every Sunday evening at WHCR.
Oh, well, hey.
And I've been checking you out, brother. First of all, I have to say you're very profound, you're very intelligent, and you make me feel good about my dear radio station. And you were dropping a lot of science, brother, and let people know that on the 13th, next Sunday is going to be Mother's Day. And when you were talking about the rappers, my first influences was Biggie and Pac. And Pac's song, Dear Mama, is the most beautiful song that anybody can listen to and play on radio.
Mm.
Dear Mama.
Yes,
indeed. Dear Mama. And you dropping some science, sir. And I just want you to know, I listened to your show. This is the first time I'm calling in. I am the oldest producer at this radio station. And I honor and love my younger brothers and sisters who take care of business, sir. And you are taking care of business. You're very profound, and I love you, sir. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
Lamont, first of all,
God bless you, baby.
Hey, God bless you too. Everybody, get back. If you have to leave WHR for a little bit, you better get back here at 8 o'clock tonight.
Get back at 8 o'clock tonight. And like Don Cornelius used to say, you can bet your last money it's gonna be a strong ass honey.
Yes, indeed. Peace and love.
Peace and love, sir. Peace.
Hey, appreciate you, Lamont.
Right on, baby. Peace.
All right, now, take care. And that was Lamont. And like you said, one of the elders here. And, you know, one of the things I appreciate about being here at WHCR 90.3, the Voice of Harlem public radio station, serving the community of Harlem and greater New York City, a diverse range of hosts and DJs and music and thinking. And I'm happy to be a part of this family with folks like Lamon and the other brothers and sisters who I'm here with. And I call them brothers and sisters because we are family here and we are WHCR. So shout out to Lamon and thank you for calling and sharing. Also, shout out to Lamon, who mentioned that some of his favorites inside of this thing called hip hop are Biggie and Pac. And also shout out in advance to all the mothers out there. Mother's Day is coming up in a few weeks. And he mentioned that one of the great, Lamar mentioned one of the great songs about our mothers is Tupac's Dear Mama. Definitely one of the all-time great songs that definitely should be played often, but for show on May 13th, coming up in 2 weeks, Mother's Day. And shout out to Asha, who also shared her top five hip-hop entertainers of all time. Show's almost coming to an end. I got to share my top five. I think my top five, just so you know, are likely going to be, and I'll just say it now, my top five hip-hop entertainers, not just rappers, but folks who've had hip-hop as their foundation and then what they've gone on to do for the culture and music and writing, producing, acting, all that stuff. I got to shout out my man from Philadelphia, Will Smith, who lyrically, you know, wouldn't make my top five, but in terms of his contributions in acting, some of the early days in 90s, well, not early days, but being part of like 90s range of rap artists. Also, some of the stuff he's done in acting. And now all of a sudden, he's almost like a life coach out here with some of these videos that he's posting these past couple months. Definitely Will Smith in my top five. Ice Cube, a guy who I think people sleep on. I think lyrically, the first couple albums he had after he left NWA, the level of storytelling, the consciousness, the just overall, like Ice Cube is in my top five hip-hop entertainers of all time. I also would probably put in there KRS-One. I'm going to put in there Jay-Z. And my fifth contributions overall to hip-hop as an entertainer, I'll probably go with on the fly here, let's say maybe Ice-T, who I think was someone early on who went from songs like F the Police to all of a sudden he's like on every single SVU, NYPD, CIS detective show. And obviously someone who showed you can go from hip hop into acting and other things like that. And that would probably be my top five. Also, today we've been talking about Kanye, Yeezy, politics, political parties. Just want to read a couple comments from online. Daryl Tillman says, why are we looking at Serena and Kanye for anything other than what they are, entertainers? This has nothing to do with their intelligence or if they are allowed an opinion. If you are at least 18 years of age, you are entitled to an opinion and your opinion matters as much as my opinion. But to allow these folks to have influence in anything outside of their career fields is simply silly. People just need to educate themselves on the issues facing us as a country and a society. So that's Daryl weighing in. Danny says intelligence is not a necessary ingredient in Trump's orbit. Intelligent or not, Kanye is required to dumb down when he's with 45. Daryl says, let's talk about political parties. In my opinion, they are nothing more than cults. We probably should have heeded the warning President Washington gave in his farewell address to the nation. That would be a nice start to fixing what divides us. And then Danny says, I voted independent in 2016, but in 18 and 20, I will cast my vote across the board for Democrats. As a conservative, I never envisioned a day when I would think abortion is the lesser of evils. Trump has clearly reset and redefined morality. And those are some thoughts from Danny and from Daryl weighing in on the Facebook Live. Let's talk political parties real quick before we get out of here. I was reading an article in NPR, which was from last month, and it was titled Black Voters Need More Convincing from Democrats in 2018. As you know, the midterm elections are coming up. And people are feeling that they aren't seeing enough changes from the Democratic Party. It's been estimated that 4.4 million people who voted for Obama in 2012 stayed home in 2016. And of those 4.4 million people that stayed home in 16 versus 2012, It's reported about 40% of them were black voters, and black voters fell from 66% in 2012 to 59% in 2016. And some believe the voter turnout is expected to drop a bit, was expected to drop a little bit post Obama, but not as much as it did. Some of that could have been that the candidate that, you know, was representing the Democratic Party was, you know, not, well, we won't go there right now, but I digress. A key question arising is whether black voters feel that they are still, that they still belong in the Democratic Party. The Democrats have relied on the black votes for decades to win elections. Are we, and I can say we because I'm a brother, black guy, and living in America, is the Democratic Party taking my vote for granted on the times when I do vote for Democrats? We'll see. We'll see what happens as we get close to these midterms. But there's been people questioning that. There's been people saying things like, maybe as a voting bloc, black folks should maybe sit out an election or two just to make a point, just so that maybe the Democratic Party, even the Republican Party, would make an effort to do things that would actually make us want to vote for one of these parties as opposed to voting for one of these parties because they're available to us. And there's a clip that I want to play that I can't find right now, which troubles me because I wanted you guys to hear this clip, and we'll see if we can get it on in just a second. But it talks about this idea of, is the Democratic Party taking certain voting blocks for granted? And maybe black folks, or maybe any group that's feeling like they're taking advantage of, should just sit out an election and then really see what folks will do to get them back.
African Americans must boycott the 2016 presidential primary and election.
So tell me,
we need to make a stand. We need to make a stand now. Opportunities only come once in a while to make a change. But when it comes, one must seize the moment. Our time has come to get the attention of our country, the United States of America. Because I'm so tired of our vote, first of all, being taken advantage of.
Well, now, is she alone? I know the clip's a little dated because they're talking about the 2016 election, and I know it's 2018, but I played it because the point of it is, as underdogs, what's our strategy to be heard? What's our strategy to not be taken advantage of? What's our strategy to make sure that our perspective, our opinions, our needs are heard, acknowledged, validated, looked into? Because doing things the same way for, 50 years or so now, how's that working out for us? And I don't have an answer. And it frustrates me to say that, because I want to have an answer. But I'll leave you with this thought, which is, and this goes for a lot of things in our life, and mine's too. Be mindful of when you're choosing from what's available as opposed to choosing what you want. And I would say we've gotten to a place right now in politics where I'm choosing from what's available, not what I want. And maybe over time we can figure out how we can create a system that has politicians, has parties that give us each an option to vote for what we want. Vote for something and something that represents us as opposed to voting for what's available. And it still troubles me that in a country that's supposedly built on capitalism and competition and survival of the fittest, politics is one of the few places where we actually don't believe in competition. We have a duopoly. You either get this party or that party. And that sucks because I like competition. Competition makes people raise their game. Competition means that maybe me as a black man or you as an underdog and whatever voting bloc you're a part of won't be taken advantage of because there's competition out there. And so I get what Chance the Rapper says, that black folks shouldn't have to vote Democratic Party. But the problem in that statement is that as of right now, I can't choose what I want. I can only choose what's available. And likely if I'm not voting Democrat, I'm voting for Republican, and that doesn't work for me. And if we want to get a little bit more personal, I lived in New Jersey for part of 2016 before I moved to Harlem. And so when it was time to vote in the 2016 election, I was started the year as a resident of Bayonne, New Jersey, which is right next to Jersey City. So I voted over there. And I knew that New Jersey was a state that was going to go for the Democrat, go for Hillary. So guess what? I voted independent. I voted for Gary Johnson. Why? Because it was my hope that given the federal election rules, that if any party, in addition to the Republicans or the Democrats, gets at least 5% or more of the popular vote, then come next election cycle, they get access to certain federal funds to help them fund their campaign. And as we know, a lot of money is involved in running for president. I think on average about $400 million in total is what's poured into presidential elections. And so, yes, I knew that my state that I lived in at the time, New Jersey, was going to have Hillary win that state. And so I took a chance and I voted Gary Johnson in third party because I wanted there to be in 2020 three options instead of two. That didn't work out. The Libertarian Party only got about 3% of the popular vote. And so again, come 2020, we'll be locked into a system that only funds and gives voice to two parties. And to me, again, I'm going to have to choose from what's available as opposed to choosing what I want. But that was at least my attempt in my world to try to give myself more options. What are you going to do in a few months? 2018 is rolling around. Are you going to be level one? If you are, I get it. Apathetic, lethargic, checked out. No party represents you, so you're just going to stay home. Are you going to do something different and vote for a third party or vote Republican Party because you feel like you don't want to be seen as taken for granted? Or are you going to just vote Democrat and just pull a lever, blue all the way down? No matter what option you choose, just know that I understand that you're in a situation where you're likely choosing from what's available as opposed to choosing what you want. With that, 2 hours has flown by. We didn't get to some of the news stories of the week that I wanted to talk about, whether they were unjust or just right, but I'm sure those topics will come up again and we'll get to them. But I'm glad we got to spend 2 hours together and not talk about dragon energy, but talk about our energy. And just know that we all go up and down in our energy levels each day. I do too. Sometimes I'm level one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, sometimes all in 1 minute. But the cool thing is, the more you can operate from a place of high energy, level four, where you're caring about people, level five, where you're caring about how can you and someone else win, level six, where it's like, I am them and they are me. Oftentimes, when we're coming from that place, we have a more satisfaction in our life. And just know, I do and you do too. Hit level one and level two. We want to fight conflict. I win, they lose, feeling like a victim, want to check out. It happens. And the cool thing is to embrace it. Acknowledge you're there, but just don't stay there too long. With that, I want to thank some folks before we get out of here. Of course, I want to thank you for coming along on the journey. And we'll be back again at it live next week from noon to 2 p.m. Also, thank you to the callers. Mr. Telephone Man, I'm happy that you called. And I picked up the line every time. Also, shout out to all the folks who follow along on the Facebook Live and let their fingers do the talking. Appreciate you. Shout out to the folks who make this show possible. Megan, my producer. I wish I could just come in here and just start talking, but it's never that simple. And there's folks like Megan who help me get prepped on the facts of these stories, get the audio clips put together, and make sure we have a good show. And then shout out to Kayla, who does all the editing of the audio and the video so that you guys have a podcast that'll come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Go to GregoryNeesmith.com and you can watch or listen to the latest podcast and video episodes of the show. With that, I'm going to end it with how I always end it. And if you've listened to the show a couple of times, you know how I'm going to end the show. I'm going to end it with my favorite quote. And if you know it, say it along with me. Because no matter what level of energy you operate in at, this is true. And no matter what political party you're going to be picking going forward, this statement is true. We're going to figure it out. You're going to figure it out. We're going to go from underdogs to champs. And I'll leave you with my favorite quote. Underdogs! Can't nobody do it. And I mean nobody. Can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.